Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay connected to your Browns anytime and everywhere by downloading the Browns mobile app from the Apple or Android stores for your iPhones, Android phones, iPads, any smart device or tablet. You can stream this show live anywhere at any time. You can get this show segment by segment. You can hear the great stuff from Dane Brugler that we just had on. I thought he was phenomenal breaking down the draft. Daniel Jeremiah was on earlier as well, so be sure to get that. The great thing about it, when that app has an update for you, it barks at you. The dog literally barks at you. That's fantastic stuff. So download the Browns official mobile app. Adam Kaplan, ESPN NFL insider, in town for the combine as well. I talked with him earlier about the Browns.
Here with ESPN NFL insider Adam Kaplan. You can follow him on Twitter at @KaplanNFL. As the Browns enter this draft, two draft picks in the first round, where would you be looking to go?
Well, although Justin Gilbert was a first round pick last year, I think they still need him. Buster Screen as a free agent. I think he's going to have a good market if he gets out there. I think they still got to look at corner. Quarterback, this is not a great year for quarterback. I think the Browns will add two quarterbacks. For sure, one in free agency. And then I think it will be one in the draft or free agency. I think they need competition. They'll get that there. Outside linebacker, inside linebacker depth. On the offensive line, I mean, with Mac coming back, they're going to have a really good offensive line. The biggest need, obviously, is a wide receiver. And then it's 1-1A. Quarterback, it's an obvious need. Take your pick. They've got a lot of work to do, Ray Farmer and his personnel staff. They have a lot at wide receiver and quarterback.
No question about that. Addressing wide receiver, let's talk quarterbacks for a second. Yep. The free agent veterans, who would you put at the top of your list?
Well, obviously, Brian Hoyer's up there. A couple of them could be cut. Josh McCown, my understanding is the Browns have done their homework on him. They watched the film. They kind of know what happened last season. I think, and John DeFilippo had him in Oakland many years ago. I think there's a possibility of them bringing him in for a visit, but nothing, I'm told, has been set up yet. But I think they'll be looking at the trade market. I think a guy like Kirk Cousins, Mike Glennon, I think they'll have some interest in one of them. But they've got to add two quarterbacks. Right now, we know about Johnny Manziel's situation, and obviously Connor Shaw's an undrafted guy. They're the only two quarterbacks under contract, so they don't have a choice. They have to add two quarterbacks and get competition. And I expect the running game under DeFilippo, his history to studying, he believes in balance. I'm told he runs a drop back system. Talk to people around the league that know him. He's going to run a drop back, 5 and 7 step drop. That really, by the way, Nathan, fits Mike Glennon extremely well.
Yes, it certainly does. 29 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, Mike Glennon in his two-year NFL career. You talk about John DeFilippo. I know you thought that was a good hire for the Browns.
Awesome.
Kevin O'Connell, what do you think about the additions to this offensive staff?
Nathan, wouldn't it be interesting? Now, again, I think it's a long shot that Brian Hoyer comes back. Think about this. Brian Hoyer beat out O'Connell in 2009 to be Tom Brady's backup. It's just it's crazy. But O'Connell's an up-and-coming guy. He's a very smart guy. He's been a quarterback tutor for the last couple of years. It's young. I mean, they're going with these two young guys coming in here. I know they know each other a little bit. I everything I've heard about O'Connell is good, and obviously everything I've heard about DeFilippo, as I told you guys when he was hired, is very good. So, and obviously Pett goes way back with DeFilippo with the Jets. So this is good. I mean, a good job by Mike Pettine, discovering a really good young offense coordinator.
What do you make of all the kind of perceived chaos that's happening in Cleveland?
You know, I think Mike Pettine talked about it, and I think Ray talked about it as well. It's really tough. Two people that didn't know each other. They're getting thrown. It's like a shotgun wedding together.
Sure.
They don't know each other. They have to get to know each other in like a matter of months. It's hard. And Ray, I'll repeat what I said on NFL Insiders. I thought he went way overboard. You can't question coaches during the game. You can't call them out. Or you can't say, hey, why aren't we doing this? Or whatever he did. We'll find out when it's announced what was actually in those texts. You can't do that. Ray learned from it. Now, as Mike Pettine said, I thought it was a great point. I think the reason why I think Mike looks at it and goes, you know what? He's passionate. Ray's passionate. He couldn't help himself. So, all right, you learn from it. Here's what I love about Jimmy Haslam. He's got the passion and the energy, and that's what people inside their building tell me. And he's willing to spend money. You love that. And I like that they had that retreat in Florida. If you can't figure it out together like that, you'll never figure it out. So we'll see, Nathan, going forward, how this works out.
Adam, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. All right, @KaplanNFL on Twitter.
That's ESPN NFL insider Adam Kaplan there. And listen, I think that he acknowledged that there were some issues, some natural growing pains when you have a first-year head coach, first-year GM. They've had this summit. They're moving forward. I think that's good. Again, that's coming from a national guy who knows this team very well, and Adam Kaplan likes the offensive hires of the Browns, does think they can make a move at quarterback. Again, he's another name that Mike Glennon came up with him. He thinks it's a good fit for the Browns in what they want to run with John DeFilippo. I don't know if that's even possible. We will certainly find that out at some point. But in my opinion, you're looking at a possible trade scenario for the Browns at quarterback if they don't bring back Brian Hoyer, don't like any of the quarterbacks that are out there, and one of them would be Mike Glennon, Nick Foles. We've heard some other names out there as well. So that's where we're at. Adam Kaplan, thanks for joining us. In the second hour, we'll hear from Fox Sports' Peter Schrager. Has a very interesting take in the talk about the dysfunction for the Cleveland Browns and the talk about Johnny Manziel. We will hear from the kid one day removed from his birthday. He will join us on the Ohio Business Machines hotline. So lots to come before in hour number two. In addition to sound bites from lots of the big names who spoke at the Combine throughout the week, we will hear from them, Marcus Mariota and others. Coming up next on Cleveland Browns Day, driven by Liberty Ford. I've lost you.